Welcome back to Jefferson City. You guys have all had a glimpse over the years of our beautiful Senate chamber through our video updates. And earlier this week, we were debating a bill and I found myself looking around and actually looking at one of the four murals on the wall in the chamber is one of Thomas Hart Benton, one of our first U.S. senators to be elected to go to D.C. He's giving a speech at the old courthouse in St. Louis talking about westward expansion. And I thought this week we might talk about some of the historical aspects of our Constitution and the way senators and reps are elected. Back in 1820, which was a year before we became a state, the General Assembly met in St. Louis for the first time. It was, I guess, technically the first capital at the Missouri Hotel. There were 14 senators and 43 representatives were chosen. There was one per county, and it prevented at that time the House from being over 100 members. In 1875, which was the first significant rewrite of that Constitution, the House increased to 143 members, and counties started to be subdivided into districts and based on population. It was that time, though, the Senate was set at the 34 members that we have here today. In 1945, it expanded to 154 members in the House. The Senate stayed at 34, but there was an issue of the disparity you could have in population per Senate district, and they had a 25% disparity. Well, in 1964, the Supreme Court said, no, you can only have a 5% disparity in population among Senate districts. So that was changed. One person, one vote was a part of that 1964 decision. The House here in Missouri was then finally set at 163 members, which we have today. There's actually a movement to reduce the number of representatives in Missouri. If you look at other states, that's a pretty big number. And as I looked at that Benton mural, it's also important to remember how he kind of became the U.S. Senator. The legislature back then elected U.S. senators before the popular vote with the constitutional amendment came later. The first legislature elected David Barton to be one senator, and then it came down to Thomas Hart Benton and Judge Lucas, whose son Benton had killed in a duel. And Lucas and Benton actually had a duel themselves on what's known as Bloody Island, which is a little island between Missouri and Illinois. It was considered neutral territory between a free state and a slave state. So many of the disputes leading up to the Civil War were decided on Bloody Island by way of a duel, and Benton and Lucas had their own history there. It came down, Benton was one vote short, and there was a state rep named Daniel Rawls, who was sick and on his deathbed. They finally convinced him to actually vote for Benton, but he was literally on his deathbed. They needed him to stay alive until noon on Monday, at which time he was actually carried down to the legislative hall on a mattress, and his last act of life was to vote for Benton, and that's how Benton became a U.S. senator, and actually Rawls County is named after Daniel Rawls. But Benton became famous in the 19th century in the U.S. Senate at that time. And if anybody ever reads the book Master of the Senate, you'll get a glimpse of how powerful the U.S. Senate really was in the 19th century. As we were deciding, really before we were deciding a lot of international issues, a lot of the debates obviously centered around slavery, the lead up to the Civil War, and westward expansion. And Benton played a very major role in a lot of those debates. He was profiled in Profiles in Courage, a Pulitzer Prize winning book by John F. Kennedy. So if you ever want to read a book, it profiles certain instances where people follow their conscience. Senator Benton was chronicled in that book. So just a couple interesting tidbits about our statehood and Thomas Hart Benton, who's depicted in one of our murals. We'll get back to our legislative updates next week. But until then, we hope you have a great weekend and we'll chat again. Thanks.